Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Raise your voice and worship Him. Give Him praise. Tell Him that indeed He is the God of your life. He is the God from the beginning to the end. There is no other argument that He is the God all by Himself. Come on, raise your voice and worship Him. Come on, raise your voice and give Him praise. Raise your voice and love Him. Raise your voice and bless Him. Give Him glory. Redobo Shabadaha. Lift up your voice and serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Raise your voice and magnify His name. He's the reason for our gathering. He is the most important personality here. Come on, raise your voice and honor Him. Love Him right here. He got times in His hands. You got times and seasons in your hand. That is a powerful words there. You call for life. Out of that, come on, sing it with meaning. Come on, oh, you don't need a man to be the God you are. Wow, you have chosen to call us to your. Wow, let's do that phrase again. You got time. And seasons in your hand. Wow, is it true? Let's say it with meaning. Come on. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need a man. You don't need a man to be the God you are. You have chosen. You have chosen. Oh, to call us to your own. What a blessing, Lord. You are God all by yourself. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to make you who you are. Indeed, you are God all by yourself. And you have called us to your own. This evening, we thank you for your presence. We give you glory for this moment as we have fellowship with you. We cast our minds and our eyes back to the Eden when you made man, and the Bible says that in the coolness of the day, you visited man. We know you are visiting us in this moment, in this season. In the coolness of this hour, Holy Spirit, you represent the Father and the Son here on earth. This is your atmosphere. Take over. Take over. Move in your special way. Move in your own power. Move in your own grace. Tonight, may we never live here the same way we came. May we have an encounter with you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, as always you've been doing, come reveal Jesus to us. Let Jesus be made real to us. We love you with all our heart. We love you, Jesus. Come on, just slip your hands to the Father and talk to Jesus. Tell Him how much you love Him. how much you love him. Express your love to him. Come on, we love him because he first loved us. The song of the writer says, the songwriter says that how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, come on, how many lovers of Jesus are here? Raise your voice and give him praise. Give him glory. Razomare badioshen de kebreza. Mantoli barabashada. Wow. We love you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is blessed. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. What a blessing. Wow. According to the book of Hosea, chapter number 6, verse number 2, he said that after 2 days, he will revive us. And on the third day, he said he will raise us up. On this third day, of this glorious 21 days, may you be lifted. I say, may you be raised up. Wherever level you find yourself, may you be lifted up by his glory. Open your mouth and say, Father, lift me up by your glory. Lift me up by your glory. Let that be your prayer right now. Open your mouth on this third day. Let the resurrection power begin to break the limitation over my life, and let me be lifted up. Let me be lifted up from every lower level, from every crunches, from every limitation. Let me be lifted up. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lift me up on the third day. On this third day, may I be lifted up. On this third day, may I be lifted up. On this third day, may I be lifted up. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father, raise me up by your glory. Lift 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 me up by your glory. Raise me up by your glory. Lift me up by your glory. In the precious name, I see your upliftment. Under the glory of the Lord, nothing remains on the floor. Nothing remains on the ground. Nothing remains in the pit. I see you being lifted up in the name of Jesus. Even on the third day, he said, I will raise you up. Now be lifted up in your spirit. Let the resurrection power break every limitation over your life, over your body, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Somebody is blessed. Now, how would you want to end this year? It is so important that the moment we entered into September, it is an indication that the end of the year has started. Praise God. The end of the year doesn't start with December, but it starts with the last 4 months of the year. In this season, I want you to be encouraged that you may not have started well, but you will end well. I said you will surely end well. And by virtue of these 21 days of glory, your end shall be glorious. Come on, receive this prophetic word. I said your end shall be glorious. That is how it is. Mark it. Anywhere God has spoken that you will not end this year the way you began. as you engage yourself and commit yourself to this 21 days of glory, glory will rub shoulders with you. I say glory will rub on you, and that will give you a better ending. A better ending. Somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. What a blessing. On the third day, we want to continue with our series as we gradually switch over to another segment of topic of prayer. That is from tomorrow. Winning the war of unrighteousness. Amen. We understood from 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 11 that we should run after righteousness. We should flee unrighteousness and run after what? Righteousness. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 that blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And we believe that it takes righteousness for everyone to be filled with God, because righteousness is who God is. It's all about how you want to describe God. His right standing, His goodness, His mercies, His love, His wrath, everything, His justice is rooted in His righteousness. His glory, especially, is rooted in His righteousness. So in pursuing righteousness, we come to be filled with God's glory. Hallelujah. We have studied and known that prayer must be made, because Jesus said that men always ought to pray and not to faint. And therefore, prayer is the pathway to a glorious destiny or to a glorious life. Come to think of it, as you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you do so primarily through prayer. Psalm number 63, verse number 1 and 2. He said, O Lord my God, early will I seek thee. My soul shall thirst for thee, and my flesh will long for thee. We have understood that the soul testing is your prayer life, and the flesh longing is your fasting life. Now, when this comes together, I say that then I will see your glory and your power, as I've seen thee in thy sanctuary. So, through prayer and fasting, we access into the glory of God. But glory cannot be seen unless righteousness is fulfilled. The enemy knows this, and therefore, every child of God, one way or the other, is faced with the battle of godliness. That is the battle of righteousness, because the enemy knows that it is only through your righteousness that you can access into God's glory. What a blessing. Today we want to add another dimension to it, and then we begin to pray. Is it okay to go? God bless you. Hallelujah. I want us to look at a long passage from Luke chapter number 4, verse number 1 to 15. We may not necessarily read it, but it basically talks about Jesus is fasting in the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil. Now, we must understand in verse number 15, it was after the temptation is when we saw that he was teaching in their synagogue and he was being glorified. Oh, praise God. But we must understand that Jesus was anointed. He had received the power of the Holy Ghost to win over temptation. Prayer is important. Now, looking back to chapter number 3, verse 21, Luke chapter 3, verse 21, the Bible says that now when all the people were being baptized, it came to pass also that Jesus being baptized and was what? Praying. So everybody was going to receive baptism from John. As to whether they understood what they were doing or not, nobody knew. But John was preaching towards repentance. And for that reason, the baptism was primarily for repentance. But Jesus had to humble himself in order to go through that same exercise. But it is important for us to understand that when Jesus was going through, he didn't go through the same way everybody was going through. He, the Bible says, was what? Praying. What a blessing. Now, as he was praying, the Bible says, the heaven opened. The heaven opened. And the Bible says that there came a dove. The Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And then a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Wow. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Now you must understand that if you are going to get anything done in the will of God for your life, you don't need the validation of man, but you need the validation of God. You don't need man to accept you, but you need God to validate you. Is somebody here? So the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove. That means that there and then Jesus was baptized by the Holy Spirit. In other words, the power of the Holy Ghost came upon him. What a blessing. Are you following me? Now, it is important for us to understand that again, that we cannot achieve or do anything outside the will of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the will of God. Now, I wrote something here whilst I was meditating on this word, and I believe it will help some of you. Let me put it somewhere. This is very important. This is very important. God will not bring you to the forefront according to your ego, but God will bring you to the forefront according to his purpose. God will bring you to the forefront. Now, Jesus, nobody knew him. Nobody knew him. Nobody may have heard about him. I told you yesterday that the only title he could possess was to be the carpenter's son. But all of a sudden, he showed up. As he was going through the baptism, my God, the heavens opened. I pray that a time has come for somebody to be brought to the forefront. Not according to your own ego, not according to your own desire, not according to your own whims and caprices, but by the purpose. purpose of God. There is a mandate over somebody's life. God has brought you to accomplish a purpose. And for that reason, oh my God, tonight is going to be good. But for the purpose, for the purpose, for the purpose, heaven had to respond and validate him. If you are going to get anything done with God, you need to know how to flow with the Holy Spirit. You need not just to know him, but to flow with him. To flow with him. Jesus had to flow with the Holy Spirit. Again, if you want to go to get anything done with God, you must get ready to get wet. You must be able to get wet. Tell somebody, get wet. Wet, W-E-T. W-E-T. Wet, get wet. I mean, how can the whole Son of Man? John said that I'm not qualified. There's somebody coming after me whose lays I'm not qualified to even untie. And he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now, there and then, John actually saw the seniority, the superiority, the power that Jesus carried. But yet, Jesus had to humble himself to be wet by the water so that the glory can be seen. Oh, come on, something is about to happen to somebody here. If you really want to get anything done with God, you must get ready to be wet. Many of us are too big in our shoes. How can such a big man of God like me, a whole Son of Man, get into this water, Jordan, to be wet? You must be soaked. You must be willing to be soaked. You must be willing to be soaked by the Holy Spirit. You must be willing to be soaked by the Holy Spirit. Everything that took place was not just a symbolism, but it was an act of faith. Oh, can I continue? Then the Bible says, right from chapter number 4, verse number 1, immediately. Chapter 4, verse 1. He said, and Jesus, being full of what? The Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into what? The wilderness. I don't have time to go into the nitty-gritties of this, but this is so important, that the fact that you are anointed does not mean you will not go through your wilderness experience. In fact, it is the anointing that calls for the wilderness experience. So when you are praying that, Lord, anoint me, you should be careful for what you are asking for. Is somebody here with me? So I want to establish the fact that Jesus Christ had been anointed by the Holy Ghost. He has been anointed, and it is through the anointing, the Bible says he was full of the Holy Ghost. It is through the anointing that led him. You cannot long and thirst for God if you don't have what it takes to do that. Now, he went to the wilderness to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And at the end, the Bible says that he was being glorified of all. Being glorified. But between the anointing and the glory lies what I'm going to share with you in a brief moment. Are you ready to receive? So, we saw Jesus led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to fast for 40 days. He went without food, and living without food would definitely make you weak. Would definitely make you weak. It will make your body weak. Is somebody here with me? And there's one thing to be weak in the body and then also be weak in the spirit. To be weak in the flesh and then also to be weak in the spirit. Now, what fasting does is that it makes your body weak, but your spirit comes alive. Your amen is weak. Am I communicating at all? Your body becomes weak, but your spirit comes alive. And in this season, I see your spirit coming alive. Now, in verse number 3, here comes along Satan. The Bible says that when he saw Jesus hungry, he said unto him, command and turn this stone to bread. Command and turn this stone into bread. Now it is important for us to understand that the bread to the hungry is not a sin. The bread to the hungry is not a sin. It's very important. Because we were actually created to hunger. In fact, to hunger is part of our makeup. God made it so that you will feel hot, hungry. It is part of your makeup as a person to feel what? Hungry. Praise God. We must know. I want to repeat that point so that you get it right. That the bread to the hungry is not a sin, because we were created to be hungry. But how you do, but come to think of it, what you do with the hunger is what makes a sin. I want to come clear. How can Jesus be tempted with something that is not a sin? But then, what the devil was trying to achieve is that the temptation is not the need, but the temptation is how you go about satisfying the need. Temptation is not the need. So if you are here and you have a need, it is not a sin. It is not a problem to have a need, to have feelings. It is not a need to be hungry. It is not a need. But then the temptation is not a need, but temptation is how you go about satisfying the need. You are not wrong to be hungry. But you have to be careful how you fix it. Is somebody here with me? And we have Satan coming here to tempt Jesus, who has a need, a genuine need, a legitimate need. But then wanting him to turn a stone into what? Into bread. So it is not the need that was the problem, but how the need will be satisfied. That was the problem. Are you following me? And it is important for us to understand that this is one of the major tricks of the enemy to deny us from reaching where God wants us to reach. And he does that with what we call the lust of the flesh. Say the lust of the flesh. 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 So, by the way, how can you tempt somebody, or you tell somebody to turn a stone into bread, when he is the bread of life? Praise God. And therefore, we saw how Jesus was able to deal with that particular situation. There comes a time in our life that the devil would want us to take the shortcut in order to satisfy a legitimate need. But in this season, we shall not give in to that. Somebody is blessed. Again, in verse number 4 or 5, I hope you are following me. The devil again showed up and said, and the devil taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. So you can imagine, within the shortest possible time, I don't know how long it took, but probably less than 30 seconds or 60 minutes, 1 minute, the devil has managed to show him all the beautiful cities in the world, all the most wonderful places in the world. I mean, come to think of the Tokyos, the New York cities. I mean, the great city you can think of. Even look at the cities of Africa. The devil managed to cast and span Jesus' eye through everywhere. And again, he said, continue with me. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomever I will give. Look at it. It is so important that the world has systems that manipulate and work for those who are in the world. Praise God. Now here comes the devil trying to tempt Jesus, telling him that he should look at all the systems of the world. In other words, what makes the world run? And if, when you continue, you say that, if thou would bow, if thou therefore would worship me, all shall be thine. Now, it is important for us to understand that there are people who have bowed to Satan in order to enjoy the systems of this world. There are people who are bowed. And let me tell you, one of the systems of this world is football. There are many systems. They have some in politics. Systems of economy. Many, many systems that makes the world what? Run. Praise God. And say that if only you will bow and worship me, all these systems will be heard. Praise God. Is somebody here with me? Now you must understand that if you see people prospering in the world, never think that God is blessing them. It is as a result of the fact that they have bowed to the system of this world. And he says that when you do that, I will glorify you. So when we see people making it in the field of football, they can play football than any other person, go behind their roots. When you see somebody making in any field of life, and that person is not a child of God, go to their root. It is as a result of what? Their worship to God. Yesterday we talked about it. The spirit of this world. It controls men and causes men to bow to Satan in order to be accepted by the world. But all these things that, the devil or Satan was showing to the devil was not the main thing. But then the main thing was the fact that he showed him. That he wanted him what? To see. And that is one of the tricks of the enemy. Anytime he wants to deny you of your glorious destiny, he will create something for you to see. And that is the lust of the eyes. The lust of the eyes. The lust of the eyes. You see, having to see the kingdoms of this world was not a problem, but how to get it was the problem. I told you before that to have a need is not a problem, but how you satisfy the need is what makes a sin and temptation. So he said, if thou would worship, we have people in church, believers, who are bowing to the worship of Satan unknowingly. so that they can be accepted by the world, and they can have the world in their hearts. But this evening, we are going to rise up like Jesus rose up. Listen, I have told you from the beginning, from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17, that in you lies power. Remember, Jesus had been anointed, so Jesus couldn't have failed. Somebody has been anointed to overcome this. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I said Jesus couldn't have failed. We saw the answer Jesus gave. And the Bible said, go to... He said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, get thee behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. Today Satan will get behind you. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him alone thou will hold. So listen, I told you that nature abhors vacuum. You cannot worship the devil and worship God at the same time. Are you understanding me? It's either you are worshiping God or worshiping the devil. And let me tell you, you can't be in church and worship the devil and let God bless you and experience glory in your life. So, you see, it is a very subtle thing that if you don't take care, you will sit in church all of your life, but you are a worshiper of the devil. A worshiper of the devil. A worshiper of the devil. Is somebody here with me? Now, again, in verse number 9, the devil will never give up. Let me tell you something. He will never give up on you. He will never give up on you until he has achieved his purpose. And that devil is a liar. Let me tell you, every attempt from the pit of hell to frustrate your life, every attempt from the pit of hell to bring you down, every attempt from the pit of hell to take you away from your faith, let it be aborted in Jesus' name. The glory that was ahead, because Jesus was now about to start his ministry, and it takes glory for the world, not just the world, for you to fulfill divine destiny. Are you with me? And therefore he showed up again in verse number 9. The Bible said that, and he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. Look at it. If thou be the Son of God. The third way by which the enemy tricks us is what we call the pride of life. Say the pride of life. Let me tell you. He said that, look, you know, the amazing thing is that Jesus did not need Satan to lose the angels to bear him up when he is to fall. Why? Because he was the host of heaven. Everything in heaven, including the angels, belonged to him. So even if he was to fall, he didn't need Satan to do what? But listen, this is what Satan wanted him to do. He said that, I want you to make you feel that you are tough. After all, you can fall. You can fall and see if the angels, sometimes the enemy will want to bring some ideas, want us to do certain things to make us feel that we are who we are. Oh, once you can fall and the angels can come and then hold you or bear you up, it shows you are tough. You are tough. The pride of life. The pride of life. The pride of life. So always he wants us to make us independent from God. The pride of life always makes you independent from God. Now, listen. Listen. You must understand that. We read it, I think, on Monday. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 1 through to verse number 11 or so, where some of the people, some of the Israelites, tempted God. You see, the pride of life is what makes you tempt God. We all know that God is a healer. But then it doesn't mean that you must give your life to chance or tempt him to see that whether he will heal you or not. We all knew that God has the capacity to hold his own son and bear him up. But that doesn't mean that Jesus will go and fall from heaven. When you do that, you are tempting God. The scripture said that you will drink deadly poison. Then he said, this is what the scripture says. It happened in somewhere in East Africa where a pastor read this scripture and went to buy DDT for the members. This is the word of God. By faith, drink it, you won't die. Everybody died in the church. Listen, that is the pride of what? To tempt God. To tempt God. The Bible says some of them tempted God, and for that reason, they could not reach where? Their promised land. Praise God. Is somebody here with me? Yes. Go back to Luke. What a blessing. Are you getting something tonight? So it is important for us to understand that Satan had three major tricks that he uses in denying us from our glorious world, destiny. The first one is the lust of the flesh. Second is the lust of the eye. And the third one is the pride of life. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Now, if we can bypass what our flesh is craving for and how we go about satisfying it, we will see our glorious future. The last of what we see. The last of all we see. You know, for some people, exposure makes you either better or bitter. Can I come clear? Exposure, when they see something, it makes them either better or what? Or better. Now, this is what haters are made up of. They are people who becomes bitter based on the exposure. In other words, they are not able to rejoice with those who they are supposed to rejoice with when they see them doing well. They are not able to rejoice because the exposure, what they have seen, is making them bitter. Praise God. But for those that makes them better, whatever they see, they learn from it to become better. Is somebody here with me? So it is important for us to understand that when we are exposed to something, it makes us better or what? The things we see, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Praise God. Somebody's life is changing right now. I said somebody's life is changing right now. We have an example in scripture right from the beginning of creation in Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter number 3, verse number 6. I'm wrapping up. The understanding is good before prayer can be effective. Now, in Genesis chapter number 3, verse 6, let's see what happened. The Bible says that, and when the woman saw that the tree was what? Good for what? So what is happening here? Last of what? The lust of the flesh. He saw that it was what? Good for what? Good. The reason why they lost the glory of God, when she saw that the tree was good for what? Food. Praise God. And again, and that it was pleasant to what? And what is happening? The eyes of what? The last of what? The eyes. Are you following me? Yeah. Now he said, and a tree to be desired to make one what? Wise. The pride of life. He wants to be wise. You want to be wise. Want to be wise. How many of you doesn't want to be wise? To be wise is not a bad thing. But how you satisfy the need of being wise is what makes it a sin. What a blessing. The Bible said, and then she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also some to her husband with her, and he did eat. Oh. And the Bible said that immediately they were disconnected from God. What a blessing. So the same tricks that made Adam and Eve lost their glory was also the same trick that was pulled on Jesus. But thank God he was able to stand. And that same tricks is the one that the enemy is using on us. I told you from yesterday that the devil is on rampage. He's on the loose. And what he used to do, he has not changed. He's still doing it. And I pray that in this season, for our glorious destiny to emerge, may we win the war of unrighteousness. Hallelujah. God hates pride above all of them. The pride of life will bring anybody down. Sometimes you need to be overlooked. You need to be overlooked. Sometimes you need to be ignored. All because God wants to deal with the spirit of pride in you. Is somebody here with me? Yes. Yes. Let's look at some few scriptures and then we pray. Proverbs 16:18 makes us to understand that a pride goes before. Let me get it right. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before what? A fall. Pride. Pride. We need to pray and deal with it. And deal with it. And deal with it. Proverbs 29:23. Proverbs 29:23. He said that a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Wow. If you want to experience the glory of God, you must learn how to deal with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. In conclusion, 1 John 2:15-17. 1 John 2:15-17. Are you learning something? All right. Now look on the screen. Help me read together. Everybody go. Love not the world. How many of you were here yesterday? So the same scripture has come back. Let's start again. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, then love. So let's go to the next verse. Everybody go. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of God. Praise God. Before we pray, let me just quickly say this. Our time is up. That we were made to believe in those days when you were growing up and when we didn't know much about the Bible, that a woman should not wear a man's dress. Women should always cover their head. No makeups, no earrings, a whole lot of things. All because those things are what? Worldly. That's how they made it to be. Those things are what? Worldly. But here the scripture answers what worldliness is. Worldliness is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. So it doesn't matter what you are wearing. If you are lustful, you are lustful. Somebody can wear a gown from head to toe, cover every part, but then that person is the most lustful of all. Praise God. So it is not about what you wear or how you see, we are advised to dress modestly as Christians. Praise God. But it is not about the things that somebody is wearing that makes the person worldly. It's not about the makeup that makes you worldly, but when you are filled with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, that makes you worldly. Somebody's blessed. Be on your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord. Are you blessed tonight? So we need to win this war. No one is left out. We are all susceptible. And the Bible says that, we see in Luke chapter 4, you got to somewhere around 10 or 9. Then 15, he says that, and when he was teaching in his, and he taught in their synagogue, behold. Listen, you are a child of God. The power of the Holy Ghost dwells in you. What made Adam fail was that the Holy Ghost had not been given. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. But in our dispensation, the Holy Spirit has been released to help you deal. Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost because before he was led, so he was prepared, ready to stand. In this season, may we be prepared and ready to stand against every temptation of the enemy. Now raise your hands to the Father and thank him for his word that you have received today. Thank him of the grace of God that has made you a child of the living God. Thank him for the Holy Spirit that dwells in the inside of you. Thank him for the grace of God, the Holy Ghost that dwells in the inside of you. The Holy Ghost that dwells in the inside of you. Ready for your glorification. The Holy Ghost is there to glorify you. He's 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 there to glorify you. In the name of Jesus. Reze branda kando bosabaha. Lebedekete bo shabranda. If you can pray, your prayer will be answered. Come on, raise your voice. You have been earmarked for glory. You have been earmarked for glory by the Spirit of God. You have been validated for glory by the Spirit of God. You have been accepted for glory. Your life must show glory. Your destiny must exhibit the glory. Raise your voice. Come on, lift up your voice. Come on, raise it. Lift up your voice. In the name of Jesus, Yehovah, come on, raise it. Go name my special grace of God, special grace of the Holy Spirit to deal with these three tricks of the enemy that denies us of our glorious destiny and our glorious life. Always he uses our need to fight us. It is not the need that is the problem, but how he wants us to satisfy the need. That makes it a problem. Today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, may we receive strength, grace to deal with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth and pray. Lift up your voice. Pray for grace to deal. Pray for grace to deal. With the spirit of this world, the spirit of this world, the spirit of this world, the spirit of this world. Raise your voice in prayer. Raise your voice in prayer. Raise your voice in prayer. Come on, raise your voice in prayer.
In the name of Jesus, only take a fire.
Come on, raise your voice. Le presente grace to stand, grace to stand, grace to stand. Receive the grace of the Holy Ghost. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the strength of the Holy Ghost. Raise your voice in prayer. Come on. Raise your voice. Come on. Lift up your voice in prayer. In the name of Jesus, may we receive grace to stand.
In the name of Jesus.
One, we are going to pray two prayers and we are done. The first one is that John said, do not love the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We want to pray for another deep-seated love. We want to pray, this must be our prayer all the time, that Father, give us the grace to love you. Let the spirit of love deeply be rooted in us, so that we will not love the world. The love of God, let the love for God deeply be rooted in us. Man, let the love of God deeply be rooted in us. Let the love of God deeply be rooted in us. Open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus, Father, let the love of God deeply be rooted in us.
Lord, your love. Yes, Jesus. Let your love be rooted in us.
Let
Raise your voice in prayer. Come on. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus said that if you love me, you keep my commandment. You realize that Jesus was able to win the war because of the word of God. He said, it is written. In all the three instances, he said, it is written. It is written. So the word of God you have in you, that makes you an overcomer of temptation. You want to pray that, Father, let your word dwell in me richly. May I be full of your word. May I be full of your word. May I be a lover of your word. May I keep your word in my heart. Keep your word in my spirit. Love to hear your word. Love to know your word. Love to learn your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Raise your voice and pray.
Let me be the lover of your word.
Love your word.
A lover of your word. A lover of your word.
Rest of us.
A lover of your word, O Lord. A lover of your word, O Lord. A rabbi, a rabbi, a rabbi, a rabbi, a rabbi,
may we be lovers of the world. May we be lovers of the world. May we be lovers of the word of God.
In
the precious name of Jesus. Konim di ne yan wo ho say ya ne Jesus benamodia oh amorful oh ton yo oh hallelujah. By virtue of tonight's encounter, God is giving you grace to stand against all manner of temptations.
In the name of Jesus.
Every lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life is broken over your life.
In the name of Jesus.
Tell the word of God and the love of God that is rooted in your heart. You are overcoming all manner of temptations.
In the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Somebody is blessed. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord for answered prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.